Describe the last first down that you guys picked up for the game, where I think Drew threw a back shoulder throw to you to pick up that first down. Seemed like that's a play he had a lot of trust in you.
Yeah, you got to have it. My team needed me. It was third down. We emphasized third down all year. It's been a conversation how our numbers were low, and best way for me to respond is not like to talk about it, to say I'm going to do this or do that. It's to put it on when the stage is right there in front of me, make the play, and that's what I did, and that's what I want. That's what I like doing.
Is that something from practice reps? Because there was that catch, and then there was another catch near the end zone where it seemed like you only had a couple inches of space, and you guys still made it happen.
Just great coaching. We work on our hands every day. CJ's on us, catching balls, catching all types of balls, back shoulders, low balls, bad balls, over the shoulder, all that. So we take a lot of pride in that, and when we get a chance to show that on Sundays, that's what we want to do. We live for that.
It seems like the ball had to be like right on point for you too, right?
Yeah, Drew puts it in the air, he's not making too many bad decisions, so you got to finish it for him.
Like Drew, in that fourth quarter, you end up with the back shoulder catch, you end up with the rollout catch from Drew. How much are you looking forward to being in those situations to where you come through?
I love it. That's what I feel like they brought me in here for, to do. And that's what I take a lot of pride in. And it starts in a week of preparation, like Coach said, like on that Thursday practice, no balls hit the ground, but that was on us. And you take those type of steps and you bring them to Sunday and put on the show.
Mike, you mind taking me through the 80-yard touchdown pass to Ted Ginn right after the missed field goal? It sounded like you might have been the primary target, but he was able to.
Yeah, so that route is all about being disciplined and getting your depth. So I ran my route, I pushed for my depth, and they saw the play, they saw the deep end, and they kind of all tried to collision on that, knowing that. But with a guy like Ted right there, he's not really a decoy. If he gets behind you, he's gone. And they let him get behind him, and he did the rest.
Do you take pride in that? Because you did the same thing against Atlanta. Your presence opened up.
You have to take pride in that. That's how you win games. That's how you put points on the board. And, that's how we take that next step and we become that top offense, or we play and, we move on to the next round. Those type of plays right there is why we advance. It's not, always the individual or the great stats. It's all, sometimes you got to help other people.
Are you surprised at all that they would sell out as much as they did against the round when they got you, Drew Brees, right there?
Did what they did. That's on them and their coaches. We took our coaching and we applied it and took what we did this week and we applied it and came out with a W, and that's all we can talk about and worry about. We can't really worry about what they did.
I know they really wanted to take away Alvin and Mark, but did you feel at all like they were kind of testing Brees to beat them on his own, or at least with some different weapons out there?
You can't really test Brees. Brees is, he likes pressure. He likes dissecting. I'm pretty sure he doesn't like always handing that ball off, but that's what we have to do to win games. But when he's able to be back there and dissect you, he takes a lot of pride in that.